full time here in Richmond Park, and it's St Patrick's Athletic 2, Finn Harps 0, Georgie Kelly with both goals on the night. His first goal came on the 14th minute, a crossfield ball picked out David Tidoff on the right hand side. He passed it to Robbie Benson, and from one former Dundalk man to another, he passed it to Georgie Kelly in the box, who finished well down to the bottom right hand corner past Mark Anthony McGinley in nets. The second goal came 15 minutes later when a weak pass from Siddiqui back to Mark Anthony McGinley was latched onto by Kelly. He rounded the goalkeeper and passed it into the net for his brace on the night. In the second half, Raf Kataro replaced Alexander Cogler, and for the opening 10 minutes it looked like that would have a good effect on Finn Harps when they started to get a little bit more on the ball. But once St. Pat's got a hold of the ball, they were the much better side overall throughout the 90 minutes and deserved their 3 points. The Tubin man finished with a brace and 3 points for the home side. It's another loss for Finn Harps on the road. They face St. Pat's again in the cup on Monday night. They hover up above the relegation zone now on 4 points, and they are hopeful that results will go their way elsewhere. Full time here in Richmond Park, St. Patrick's Athletic 2, Finn Harps 0.